This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
As I said, Broward Showcase next week, it's a big deal. It really is. It's like a bowl game for the kids. And one of the programs definitely deserves an invite. I mean, and certainly over the years, this program has been one of the best in the state. And last year, coming off a 12-win season, I think they have an opportunity to be one of the best 2A teams in the state this year. Coach Matt Toblin does a tremendous job for Jacksonville Bulls, and he is kind enough to join us. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. I know it's a busy time for you. Got your kickoff classic, but next week you'll be here and playing in the prestigious event in the Broward County Showcase against at Dillard High School against Monarch. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you very much. We were really excited about the opportunity to do it. And you're right. Like, we shifted practices to the afternoons, and then, you know, it went long. We got weather issues. Like, every high school coach in America is just trying to figure out a way to make it happen.
You know, you take a look at last year. Obviously, you lost to Gadsden County, a real good team last year. They came in second in the state, lost to Coco. But along the way, I mean, this, you really put together a heck of a year. I mean, these kids really played well. You had six shutouts along the way, you know, beat some really good teams, especially in the playoffs, beating Taylor County and beating Walton as well. And you know, I mean, you've coached in the area for a lot of years, and you saw how much success that Bulls achieved throughout the years with Coach Rogers and stuff. This program, it's sort of like, to me, it's like the Yankees. It's like Notre Dame. It's like you always get that instant respect. Talk about that, because to wear a Jacksonville Bulls uniform, if you're an athlete in that area, there's a lot of prestige to it.
No, 100% there is, and that's, you know, there is a standard, you know, there is a really high standard. And I think, you know, that is something that our players have to understand, that it means something to wear that jersey and like to have alumni come through. And that's one of our longstanding traditions, is anytime an alumni comes by, they address the team after practice and they talk about kind of what makes this place so special, you know, to remind us and kind of attach us to the history that is Bulls. But, you know, it is one, but it's also one that we need to tell the kids, like, look, you have to leave your legacy. You know, there is a standard to live up to, but like, you don't have to carry all of that weight. And so like, but there is an expectation that we're going to do well. In fact, like, you know, I've been here, you know, 7 years, we've played for the title twice. We've been the Final Four a bunch of times, and, you know, anywhere else in the world, they would tell you like, hey, coach, you're doing a great job. And here they tell me, pat me on the back and say, don't worry about it. You'll get one eventually. You know? But it is important to this community, and that's what makes it so awesome.
And you know what? And I think you kind of grasp it, just like Roger Harriott does down at St. Thomas or any of the elite programs. You got to play an elite schedule. I mean, because if you don't ever go, oh, yeah, well, you're 10-1, but you didn't play. But you don't have those type of problems, because not only do you open with Monarch in the showcase, and Monarch's a real good program, and obviously Coach Davis has done well, but oh, by the way, Trinity Christian after that, St. Augustine after that, Bishop Kenny and an Oak Leaf team that probably was one of your most competitive games last year. Talk about the schedule, because you kind of start out, you kind of know where you are by week five.
No, and that's you're right, and that's a huge part of it. I think there's two things that lead into that. Number one is you're correct. The Bulls – there's one goal, to win a state championship. And so it's not, hey, let's just have a good regular season and we go out round one, like high five everybody and say good job. Like, there is an expectation that we're going to play in late November, early December, and that we need to be ready for those games. And so at Bowles, we're not afraid to go play the best that we can go find. And if it means we lose a game early, learning about ourselves and striving to be as good as we can be, then that's a loss we're willing to take, because ultimately it's about where we're going to be in late November and like preparing for those games. And that's why we're making the trip down to Miami, is that at some point we're going to have to play a South Florida team, and we want to experience that and be ready for it when it happens later in the playoffs.
Yeah. And not only that, I mean, you're coming down. I mean, you're entering the season with some really good young men. I mean, talented young men that obviously a lot of colleges were there during the spring. And you're the type of program, obviously, from an academic standpoint, that if you don't get the Power Four kids or you don't get those, group of five kids, you're going to get Ivy Leagues. You're going to get Patriot League teams. You're going to get a lot of these schools because of the academics. Talk about that balance. Mm-hmm. I think that's a great balance to have. A lot of schools don't have it to the extent that Bowles does.
Oh, no, you're right. And that's a huge part of it. And that, we have, you're right, we have some kids that are going to go play for, the biggest schools in the country. But we have a lot of kids that are going to use football to help them get into academic schools that they would not be able to get into otherwise. And that they're using football to open doors to go to Ivy League schools, to go to some of the top 20 academic schools in the country. And that is a really neat part about this place. And it's a really neat part about our kids. Like, our kids are unique in that you can't function here if you're just a football guy. Like, you gotta win in the classroom. You gotta win in other avenues. And our guys, this place is preparing them not just for ball at the next level, but for all of it. And so you're right. Some of our best teams, and I'll be honest with you too, like from a college prospect standpoint, sometimes the metrics matter. And so like there's really, really good high school football players that are just not quite tall enough for, the BCS programs, but they're good high school football players and really good college players. And like, our guys are going to find a way to play, and that a lot of them are using it from an academic standpoint. And so, yeah, we probably have sent more kids to Ivy League schools than most places, and like, we're really proud of that.
Yeah, and obviously you should be, and as well as I do, that's what the parents could. A lot of parents could care less about the athletics. They want to know, what is their kid going to be doing 9 years from now? When football is over for the most part, because not everybody's going to play in the NFL, not everybody's going to be playing professionally. So obviously, what you do is prepare them in a lot of ways. And there's a lot of schools in your area. Trinity is obviously the same way, and Bishop Kenny, and a lot of those schools like that. But you guys have kind of been in the forefront of, won more state titles than anybody, and I appreciate you making time for us, Coach. We're definitely looking forward to seeing you guys. We were there 2 years ago when you played Norland, and obviously had a very young team at the time. The young man Drum was very young at the time. Yeah. But this is a more experienced team that we're going to see coming down next week to play a pretty good Monarch team, and everybody's excited. So it'll be 8 o'clock. It'll be at Dillard High School. Dillard got new artificial surface, so it'll be a really nice field. It'll be on local TV, and I'm sure the people up in Jacksonville will get a chance to see it as well. Coach, I can't thank you enough for making time for us, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Thank you for everything you do for high school sports.
Thank you so much. Matt Toblin, the head coach at Jacksonville Bulls. If you got a chance to see them next week against Monarch, that's going to be a really, really a competitive and really good game. So have an opportunity to check that out as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.